Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMEON, Jose Navas, N-A-V-A-S, hyphen Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Jose Navas Torres was accompanied to the evaluation by a professional translator named Rosa Oliega, O-L-E-A-G-A, from Para Plus. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. On 1-20-20, Mr. Navas Torres slipped when placing a box on the pallet. Perry Stacy then fell on his back and injured his lower back. Perry did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Perry went to Lord's Hospital emergency room that same day. Paired with further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be that of a herniated disc. Perry did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Navas Torres alleges on 1-20-20 he was bending down to put a box of olives on a pallet and injured his back. Good medical records show he was seen at work. He was seen at a virtual hospital on 1-21-20, where he underwent lumbar spine X-rays. Period. There was no evidence of acute bony spinal abnormality. Period. That same day, he was seen at WorkNet, who referred him for that X-ray. Period. He complained of right lower back pain with sharp shooting pains down into the right lower leg. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with an acute lower back pain with radicular symptoms in the right lower extremity. Period. Since he could not stand up on his own, Dr. DeJoseph recommended he go to the nearest hospital emergency room. Period. We are not in receipt of notes to substantiate he did that. Period. New paragraph. However, on 1-23-20, he returned to WorkNet and stated he did go to the emergency room. Period. They prescribed ibuprofen, tramadol, and cyclobenzaprine that helped in controlling his pain. Period. It was thought his lumbar strain was stabilizing. Period. Activity modifications continued. Period. Over time, he participated in modified duty at work. Period. He did undergo a lumbar MRI on 3-6-20 that demonstrated a small right foraminal to extraforaminal disc herniation at L4-5, resulting in mild right lateral recess and neural foraminal stenosis. Period. There was a corresponding circumferential disc bulge at L4-5 with superimposed right foraminal, etc. Period. He continued to be seen at WorkNet. On 3-16-20, to review those results, period. The physician assistant recommended continuation of the medications that had been prescribed. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Barr performed an orthopedic evaluation on 5-7-20. Period. By then, he had 4 sessions of physical therapy. Period. He had a history of 4 surgeries to the left forearm. Period. Dr. Barr performed a physical examination and was viewed the MRI. Purity stated it showed a small right-sided foraminal herniation at L4-5. Period. He was cleared to continue working as a forklift operator and was going to continue with physical therapy. Paired Dr. Barr wanted him to return in 4 weeks, but it is not clear that he did so. Period. However, he did continue to see the providers at WorkNet through 6/15/20. Period. At that visit, his care was transitioned to an orthopedic spine specialist per the insurance company's request. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Vaz Torres was seen at Concentra on 8/17/21, complaining of lower back pain since 1/20/20. No, scratch that. Since 8/10/21. Period. He had already been seen in the emergency room and was prescribed Medrol dose pack, comma, naproxen, comma, Flexeril, comma, and Tramadol. Period. He was diagnosed with a lumbosacral sprain. Period. It was recommended he continue his medication. Period. He had already been treating with another provider for this condition. Period. It was a complex case as the patient has a long history of this condition with specialty care, comma, diagnostic imaging, comma, and other possible treatments. Period. New paragraph on 8/24/21. He was seen by nurse practitioner Steele, S-T-E-E-L, period. He related on 8/10/21, he was at work performing forklift duties. Period, his baseline back pain of 5/10 became a 9/10. Period, he had been treating with pain management for a back injury from January of 2020 with reported pending surgery. Period, he had been to Cooper Emergency Room on 8/10/21, comma, Virtua Emergency Room on 8/11/21, comma, and then Virtua Urgent Care on 8/19/21. Period, he was taking naproxen, Flexeril, and methylprednisolone. Period, he related walking with a cane since 8/10/21. Period, Ms. Steele diagnosed low back pain and recommended consultation with a qualified orthopedic surgeon. Period. He underwent a need for a treatment evaluation with Dr. Pulser on 9/8/21. Period. He diagnosed deconditioned lumbar spine, comma, chronic lumbar myofascial pain, lumbar spine, comma, and lumbar radicular pain. Period, he did not have any explanation for the fact the petitioner had radicular pain, given the fact that his MRI showed very little pathology. Period, on exam, it appeared the bulk of his symptoms were actually myofascial. Period, as a result of wearing a lumbar support brace for the past year and a half, his lumbar spine was markedly conditioned and his function was poor. Period, he recommended reinstituting physical therapy and conducting modified duty. Period. He later saw Dr. Pulser on 2/2/22 and reported no recent imaging. Period. He had been to the emergency room 4 times over the past few months due to his pain level. Period. He was taking medication. Period. He was again advised to wean off the lumbar brace. Period. He then saw Dr. Pulser periodically through 12/7/22. period, he noted a new MRI was done on 11/3/22. Period had demonstrated some mild degeneration at 04-5, but no nerve root impingement or herniation. Period, this appeared to be mostly arthritic slash degenerative. Period, long-term deconditioning was most likely a contributing issue as well. Period. Dr. Pulser opined there was no further treatment to be provided, and Mr. Navas-Torres had reached maximum medical improvement from a pain management standpoint. Period. New paragraph, and this will actually go after the Dr. Barr paragraph. Dr. Barr ascertained a history of a fall 10 years earlier and 4 surgeries on the left forearm. Period, the petitioner returned to Dr. Barr on 6/5/20, having just started therapy. Period, he followed up with Dr. Barr, who cleared him to work regular duty effective 8/11/20. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a curvilinear scar on the left forearm running its length, consistent with his prior injury and surgeries. Period. Left shoulder abduction was 115 degrees and flexion 120 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active rotation right was 55 degrees and left to 65 degrees, but was otherwise full in all planes without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his toes and stand on his heels. Period, did sit comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 55 degrees. Period, extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished without discomfort. Period, there was mild tenderness to palpation about the lumbar sacral junction and left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period, the rest of that is normal as far as the other locations that are not tender. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 55 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, impressions. Jose Navas-Torres alleged to have injured his lower back at work on 1/20/20. Period. He underwent lumbar spine x-rays that same day at the hospital. Period. He followed up at WorkNet, who continued him on medications and activity modification. Period. His progress was monitored over the next few months. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 3/6/20 to be inserted here. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. Orthopedic evaluation was done by Dr. Barr. Period. As of 8/11/20, he cleared the petitioner to return to work in an unrestricted capacity. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Navas-Torres then sought additional treatment. Period. This noted a new injury on 8/10/21. Period. In any event, he receives additional physical therapy and medication. Period. A new MRI was done. Period. As per Dr. Pulser, this was unimpressive and did not explain the petitioner's complaints. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raises and maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the low back relative to the subject event. This petitioner does have some degenerative disease in the lumbar spine, entirely unrelated to his alleged injury. Period. This comports with his age. I may offer 2.5% permanent partial total disability without regard to cause. Period. Take note, the second MRI per Dr. Pulser did not show any disc herniation. Period. End.